Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk. It's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about getting started in your own business. It's a couple of three different ways to get started with your own small business. You could start a business from scratch. Absolutely. A blank sheet of paper, a whole cloth, as they say, which is what I did back in 89. And what many people have done, what many of you are doing, did, and maybe are doing right now. You could buy a franchise, sort of a business in a box that after a lot of hard work, somebody could hand you. And you could start the business and devote your full time to this startup business that I just mentioned. Or you could keep your job and start working on it on the side and sort of build it slowly but surely. And so there are several different ways. Many people out there would like to start businesses. It's a tough economy. There's no question we're in a tough economy right now. It's tough enough for way too many established companies, let alone a startup. But that doesn't mean you can't make it. If there's one thing about the 21st century economy, is there are many, many layers of opportunity. So, you know, when I started my business in 89, that was in the middle of the SNL crisis and things weren't so great. In fact, we had a recession right after I started my business, so things weren't so good then either. But if you want to start a business, especially in the United States, you can do it. But you can grow it, and you can be successful. Here's the thing: how much the question is all about the capital. Whether you want to start up a business, whether you want to buy an existing one, whether you want to buy a franchise, whichever way you choose, it always comes back to one thing: how much capital do you have? How much do you need from the business? It's all about the money, and here's why I say that: if you've got a business on your mind, you want to start up, and you've got a family to feed, then it's probably going to be pretty tough to start a business from scratch and continue to feed that family. Because the business, for a long time, unless you're highly capitalized going in, and most of you aren't, most aren't, I wasn't, that business is going to need as much money, way more money than it can get its hands on, it's going to need. It's going to be really hard for you to squeeze a paycheck out of that business for a while, maybe months, maybe years. So if you don't have other sources of income, if you don't have enough capital, then even if you've got a great idea and you're able to sell your stuff and slowly but surely grow your business, if you've got to cover the rent or the mortgage payment and the kids' braces and school and the food on the table, if you're responsible for the lion's share of that, it's going to be hard to grow that business, start that business and grow it, feed the business so it will grow and one day take care of you, and simultaneously provide for a family. Trust me, I've done it. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it can't be done, because I have done it, but I will tell you it is really, really hard. Of course, nothing in life worthwhile is easy, right? So I'm not going to tell you not to try it. I'm just trying to make sure you understand that if you have a job and you want to get to the point where you own your own business, you should think about doing your whatever it is that you're thinking about going into on the side. Do it at night. Do it when you're not working. I have to stick a little note in here that if you're doing something that's going to compete with your boss, that becomes very tricky. A lot of ethical issues, maybe even some legal issues that you could be infringing upon. So be very careful with that. But if it's unrelated to the business that you're of your employer, then do it on the side. Jim McCann, the guy who founded 1-800-Flowers, a great story there. He was a counselor for the city of New York, and he bought a floral shop. He operated it for 10 years while he was still a counselor, and then went national with 1-800-Flowers. He did that on the side for 10 years to understand the floral business before he went national, before he quit his job as a counselor and went out on his own. So that's something that that's something to think about, is if you have income and you don't have to leave your employer right now, then start doing it on the side. You will make mistakes when you start a business. Make those mistakes while you have income, if you have income. If you don't have it, if you're like I was unemployed. I'd gotten downsized. And I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to look for another job. And so I just gutted it out. I bootstrapped my business. It happened. I made it happen. It was rough. It was rough on me. It was rough on my family. But we did it. We pulled it off. And if you can make that kind of commitment, if you're prepared to make that kind of commitment to change your lifestyle, to make adjustments, to do without, to reestablish your priorities, if you can do that, then you might be able to pull that off. If you have a family, everybody has to be involved. Your spouses, the spouse has to be involved, the children have to be involved. Everyone has to pull together. If the business is going to take away in the early days from the family has to be part of that decision and part of that of making that happen. But it can happen. So as you think about starting a business, think about those things. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the other way of starting a business, the two other ways, buying a business, already in business, and franchise opportunities. In the next segment, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.